T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Swear that this is better, and you go down and you go down together. All right, we ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let's go. I think this is working right now, man.
Look at this. Oh, yeah.
It took us 4 months
to get everything down.
Still don't know if it's quite right, but we're going to figure out. Hey, what's up? Welcome to episode 14.
Really? I don't know. Let's look.
Does it matter?
No.
It doesn't. Do you think anyone's like, 14?
No.
I thought this was 15.
No.
It doesn't matter what number it is. I mean, number 69 with all I care.
Oh, no. Oh, no. New Year, same fool. Fuck. Y'all thought he would have changed. No.
I had 2 weeks to change, but I'm back, baby.
Damn it.
Same guy. Wilder than ever. Welcome to the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast. I'm not going to bury the lead. We'll talk about how Miss California is broke things off with me. And that's coming up later on in the podcast.
You dropped that bomb on me.
I knew I couldn't tell you beforehand because you wouldn't have the same reaction.
I was kind of mad.
I needed you. Were you mad? Seriously?
I mean,
it felt like a little like.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like.
Just don't like to be surprised, but it was good radio. I just literally dropped it right before our segment today.
Let me tell. So we're just, doing radio. I think, what was it? Meghan Trainor, minding our own damn business. He's like, wait, I gotta say something real quick. And I'm all thinking it's just going to be some bullshit, whatever. And he's like, Miss California broke it off with me. And I'm like, wait, I'm sorry. You're about to say that to me? And I have 8 seconds before Harry Styles starts and you're not even going to give me like time to marinate in that?
Well, I wanted to talk about the day on the air, but...
Yeah, why? Can you, tell me what's going on? Because I feel really neglected. Like,
well, yes,
I just left out of what's going on.
I promise you we're going to get to it today. We have a lot of more things to cover you, though. I tried tried cooking last night. Is it cooking? Is that how you pronounce it? Is it cocking or cooking?
Is that what y'all do?
Y'all, I just feel like a poor person today.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut the fuck up. I can't even stand
Jess
you
hates
right
me
now.
So much sometimes.
Sometimes y'all, he says shit. He has no idea how dumb it sounds.
I know. Because I'm a very spoiled individual, but it's because honestly, because I've worked really hard to get where I am. Okay.
Yes.
And I don't spoil myself on anything other than food.
That is correct.
True. Like I don't have, my car's all right. It's cool. It's four years old though.
You're a pretty cheap person.
Very.
And you're very careful with your money.
Yes.
And so the one thing that you splurge on and spend money carelessly on is food.
Correct. And so typically on Wednesdays, this is when we're recording this podcast, I will order Chipotle and really look forward to it.
Like every day of his fucking life. Would be Chipotle.
Well, this is the problem is I've been looking at my finances and I'm like, ooh, things are tight right now. They're tight. We're not making as much as I thought we were going to make. Mm-hmm. Did I say that? Is that rude? That was disrespectful, huh? It's times are tough.
No, it's the pandemic.
It's the pandemic.
Everyone, no matter what industry, no matter what profession, I'm sure you are having to adjust.
You're right. And we're adjusting because just in complete transparency, because that's what this podcast is, is we have like a base salary, right?
Yeah.
Mine's millions. We also have what we would consider like talent fees. So anytime that you hear Jess come on and be like, hey, it's Jess for, who's one of our clients right now? Bob Ward Homes.
Yeah.
Okay. Which shout out Bob Ward, by the way.
Shout out Bob Ward. Shout out those fine ass homes, man. I love them. Shout out Merit Clubs. Get yourself a fine ass at Merit Clubs.
Mm-hmm. For your new fine ass house.
Get your new fine ass house with your fine ass.
I'm sending this over to the sales team. They need to hear this of what we're capable of doing for our clients.
No, don't tell them who we really are.
So we make extra money doing that.
Right.
And
then you make money when you go out places, and obviously we ain't going nowhere.
Right. Yeah. Like if we say, hey, come to Merit Club with your fine ass, then like, mm-hmm. you know, if we're out at a location, we get paid money doing that too.
Right.
All of that's canceled right now.
Yeah.
And that literally... I'm trying to think. In San Diego, that was like a fourth of my income. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's funny, you know, hearing Kramer talk about this because obviously he's having to adjust, and I'm just like, okay.
Well, for Jess, yeah, but you're like, also 10 years younger than
no,
me.
No, I know, but I've think had it's the funny days. That you're like, you know, you're freaking out right now, and I'm all like, it's cool. Like,
I just know, I know. Jess, I've been poor.
Yeah,
what's
I'm like,
up?
I've been player. I've been eating my salad at home. He's like, I can't order Chipotle in a month. I'm so sad.
Well, I spent $200 last month on Chipotle.
I don't want to go to the grocery store. I don't like going to the store.
I don't. I really have not. I can't tell you the last time I cooked food mm-hmm. like that I actually purchased, like went to the grocery store and bought. And last night, it was kind of that way. I kind of went to the grocery store because I bought some, I had some Beyond Meat. And
tacos.
I made tacos.
Good job.
And I was really proud of myself. Mm-hmm. It was a pain in the ass. Cooking is a pain in the ass. So typically I'll either eat out or have a meal prep service. And even that's kind of difficult because you still got to like heat stuff up. It's not the cooking part. It's the cleaning for me, bro.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
100%.
You're all full, feeling good. And you look back at your kitchen.
You're
it's
like
a war
fuck.
Zone. He's like, well, there goes my night.
Yeah.
I'll be here for 45 more minutes. This is a process. I don't have a lot of time right now. So I feel like a poor person.
Okay. Are you done now?
I'm just being obnoxious, by the way, if you're new to the podcast.
Yeah. Just to clarify.
Yeah, this is not how bougie I really am. I'm not. Am okay. I bougie? I'll say I splurged on where I live right now.
Mm-hmm.
I splurged where I live. And my rent is abnormally high.
Yeah.
But it's because I made so much money off my house in San Diego and had such a terrible couple of years.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm gonna treat myself.
You are.
But that's just tight now. It's just tight. It's like,
it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's just the reality of it at first was like fun, but then like you're like, you got to pay for it every month. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I'm renting. It's like a 1 year ball out. You've had a crazy couple of years, treat yourself kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time giving money to somebody that didn't deserve it.
Hello.
Might as well give it to your damn self.
God, I want to tell you a story right now, but it's bad.
Say it.
I can't. It's like thing my divorce lawyer said, don't talk about.
Oh, then don't talk about it.
But she only had 2 years. I think that... No, I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, hold up.
I don't want to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about the story, but you have a time limit on then when everything is like available?
Yeah.
Story-wise?
I don't know if you know this, but in the state of California, within 2 years, somebody can go back and contest a divorce.
We not in California.
I know, but my paperwork was.
Okay. I didn't know.
But it's been 2 years.
So
it's fine.
So you have to... So you have 2 years and then you can talk shit?
She just can't go back and say... nothing can be changed after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Within 2 years, she could go back and say that she felt like she was... she didn't know information or that I hid stuff from her.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not hiding anything from her, but there's just sometimes that things happen post-divorce. Shout out anybody divorced. Shout out divorce. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's like times where you're like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
I'm not.
I don't want to catch a case with you.
No.
My name is on this shit, too. I don't want her coming after me.
It's 2021. We appreciate y'all for just being here.
Yes.
Thank you for voting us for Podcast Magazine again.
Yeah.
The third biggest podcast in the country. Now, Jess, I'm going to be honest about this because, listen, I'm riding coattails. I understand that. The reason that my podcast does so well is because I'm sister podcast with another podcast out of Atlanta called The Upside, okay? So
yes.
We kind of share audience, but his audience is like massive.
Yeah. Shout out to him because...
Jeff Dollar, by the way.
Jeff Dollar?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, Jeff Dollar. That's what's up. No, I just think it's so amazing. No, I had no idea. That's a dope-ass name.
It sounds like a rapper name.
No, he's like, hello, my name is Jeff Dollar. I just think he's an awesome person. Mm-hmm. I've never even personally met him, but I just love people who want to see other people grow and who just offer help out of the kindness of their heart.
Yeah.
And like he sent us this little device that he made that helped us with our show. I don't know.
He was watching our Instagram stories.
Yeah.
The first day we were here, he was like, oh, you're like just recording the sound from your microphone. He's like, I'm going to send you something to where you can plug the microphone from the studio into your phone. So it sounds like it's coming from the actual microphones. It doesn't sound like we're taping from our phones.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere. That man probably spent $5,500. I don't know.
Just when people try to lift others up and help other people out, I think is really, really cool.
So we share podcasts, right? We like share audience back and forth.
Yes.
His much bigger than mine. And then, so then when we started this podcast, obviously we're kind of like riding the coattails of the podcasting family that I'd already built, right?
Yeah, Certified so it's kind of Mama's Boy.
Right, Certified Mama's Boy. So then that's kind of sharing. So kind of trickles down, like a trickle down effect, right?
Yes.
Well, the problem that I'm worried about for this upcoming month is that for the whole month of December, I didn't mention one time on my podcast to go vote for us.
For
any of the podcasts.
For anything.
I didn't mention it one time because I harassed people so many times leading up to the month of December for January because I needed them to vote because we're in the magazine.
Yes.
And then I was like, I just felt burnt out with it. So I feel like the truth, without mentioning it one time, will our podcast still do well?
Yeah, what's going to show?
Yeah, so if it's not, don't worry.
I'm not tripping.
They'll be back.
It's okay. Yeah. I feel like you're the only one that's tripping right now.
That's ego, man. That's ego.
Yeah.
I can't drop like that.
It's okay.
You know what I've been through in my life?
Oh, my goodness.
1 year ago today, Jessica.
Today?
No, Friday.
Oh. This Friday?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hold up. Here we go. It's so much easier to play music now this way. Hold up. 1 year ago this week, got cut.
From San Diego?
Slit the throat.
Mid TikTok with me. And now look at.
I lost. All I got in the divorce was Jess.
Woo! I chose to go with Dad because I'm loyal. Oh my God.
Let me explain that story.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so Jess, in case you don't know us from our previous radio station in San Diego. It's a big show. It's six people at one point.
The only thing I got from the divorce is Jess.
That's all I got.
I got to choose which parent I wanted to go with, and I chose this one.
She chose custody. a year ago this week, I was let go from my last radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And did we tell this story? I don't know if we told the story about
not
literally.
Like, I don't think not like this, like on our. On our platform.
Our space, yeah.
Our space.
Yeah. So go back to, it was January the 15th, 2020. It's going to be the best year of our lives, baby. Rolling into the new year, 2020 vibes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What? That's so weird to think about.
It was pre-pandemic.
Why does it feel like 10 years ago?
Because literally the last year felt like 10 years.
Wow.
So here it is. We find out there are going to be budget cuts. But they can't cut the Krames. The Krames.
Yeah.
He's like San Diego's golden boy.
We were, you know, top of the charts.
Top of the charts, baby.
Top of the ratings.
Making a ton of money for that place.
Yes.
No respect to my name, though.
Yeah.
Is that true? No respect to my name.
Sure.
Minimal.
Yeah. We were going to a hard time. He was slowly.
Well,
that was like the start of the spiral. No,
that was the end of the spiral.
That was the end of the spiral.
The spiral started in July.
Okay,
and
so
then it lasted about 6 months.
Yeah, so he was like in the midst of separation,
yeah,
divorce starting, and like going through that as like a normal human being. But then happened to also do that on the air, and you know that was the end of the spiral. So I feel like
that was it.
My
life like collapsed. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
And some really, I always say there's one story that I don't know that I'll ever share. Like Jess obviously knows, but like it's like one of those. It's like to this day makes me so upset. It just makes me sick to my stomach to think about. And I don't think I'll ever share. But I'm certain it had a lot to do with who they decided to cut and who they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not now. Not now. I just honestly just want to move on from it.
So yeah, you should.
So let's talk about it some more.
Oh my God.
it was.
Oh no.
No, it was fine. We knew budget cuts were coming. We didn't know who was going to be there or who was going to be. Obviously, didn't think it was going to be me or Gina because our show was just wildly successful.
If anyone was going to get cut, nobody saw
you.
That coming.
Yeah, it was you.
It was me.
I literally thought either you or C Riz were going to cut that day.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this sucks. But.
Yeah.
Like, glad it ain't me, bitch. Yeah.
No, and that day he was like, I'm not going to get cut. It's one of y'all.
Yeah.
Like,
no, literally,
up,
I brought Jess in straight up. I'm like, listen.
Yeah.
There's a chance it could happen.
Yeah.
There's a chance it could happen. And like, no matter what, you just got to keep your head high and just roll with it because it had nothing to do with you. Just got to know that.
Yeah.
Literally, like 2 minutes later.
Yeah, we're making a TikTok.
Well, the mood is tense in the room because I tell Jess, I say, listen, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen right after the morning show.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it goes.
Yeah. And so many, we had seen so many people get let go and fired too, because it was happening across the country.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let's just make a TikTok because that's what I do to avoid feeling things when I'm stressed. And like, we're mid dance. We're like mid body roll,
literally
recording the video, just him and I. And then our boss at the time came in and looked to Kramer, and I was like, oh my God. He like, it was like a scene in Star Wars where he like lifted him in the air and pulled him out of the
basically
room.
Basically.
And then he floated away.
I like levitated out. It was so weird.
And I never saw him again.
Well, you did like 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
But
still, it felt like,
it was the grossest feeling. It was one of the grossest, only because I know the full story of everything that went down. There's only about 5 people that know the full like spectrum of everything. And I'm not just talking about but everything that went into that day.
Yeah.
It was a gross feeling. And then like for the next 2 weeks afterward, Jess and I would call each other every day and just cry.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I just miss you.
Like, this is weird. What are we going to do?
Well, I mean, what do you... What?
But isn't that crazy, though, to think about? I can't... When we think about that and when we talk about it, it's just so... So awesome. And I believe... Like, whatever you believe in, God or the universe, but I think everything happens for a reason. And there's no... At that time, never did I think that you and I would be here across the country and end up in a space like this. Like,
think about a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay. We're recording this on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the day, if I remember correctly, that you and I were down at Taco Bell recording a TikTok. Because I remember it was a couple days before. Remember the
yes.
The gonna bust this ass.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Which, if you have no idea what we're talking about, it sounds so stupid.
I know.
But it was stupid.
We're just doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Same
but we
shit.
Were. Like, we're just thriving, though. We're just thriving. But, like, honestly.
Were we thriving? No.
No.
Like, really? Would we really think about it?
We needed to go.
I don't think either of us were, like, in a good space or a happy place, personally.
I was slaying personally.
Personally?
Like my slang.
No. I know that you were like, I mean, a definition of the word slang. I know you were like pimping all over the world. I understand that. But like as a human.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
going to say this a year later. I'm ready to talk about this. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you that story, but I'm going to tell you this story. I never felt creatively great at Channel 933.
Really?
No, not really.
What does that even mean?
I just never felt.
What does that mean?
Well, I think you've worked with me in two different radio situations.
Yeah.
What would you say you noticed the difference between me here and me there? I'm genuinely curious if you noticed any difference at all.
You are yourself here.
Mm-hmm. Versus?
Versus, I think, kind of, I don't know if you held back or just, I just don't think you were authentically yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I just never felt like anybody cared on our team.
What?
I mean, like for new ideas. I felt like the show never really wanted to evolve. Like it kind of was what it was.
I can't speak on this because I wasn't in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I felt like it was like the show was successful. even before I got there, it was successful.
Yes.
And so, like, just don't mess with it. It was kind of like, just don't mess with it.
Okay.
Like, I brought some new ideas.
Yeah.
And we formulated as a team some new ideas.
So it wasn't yours, is what you mean.
It just wasn't. It just didn't feel like you and I can just vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, today we just vibed on that topic with the whole pimple thing.
Yeah.
If you didn't listen, we were just talking about Jess likes to pop pimples. But, like, we didn't plan on talking about
so
that.
What?
But we just, it was just a vibe.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. I love when a show just vibes.
We encourage each other creatively and we give each other a space to explore and have fun.
Totally. And you go
more,
one way.
There's more freedom with that here for sure.
I'll follow you. You follow me. You and I, it's almost like what Holly Miguel and I had.
Mm-hmm.
That's my oldest radio show, my first radio show. It was just a vibe. It was mm-hmm. constantly just a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And like one person could steer, then the other person could steer, and the show just kind of went in and out, right? Jess and I will change things all the time. We're just like, we're talking about this. It's just go. Felt like in San Diego, it had been around for so long. That show had been around for so long that it was just kind of like, it was what it was.
Well, I think it's different too. I think you as a personality, you like to be very open and transparent with your personal life.
Yeah.
And I think you probably were the only one that was willing to be that vulnerable in that space, whether it made you look good or bad.
Maybe.
Like, you didn't care.
Maybe.
So I think that kind of, that puts a limit on how many stories and topics and content, because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas I don't care. So.
Yeah. Jess, I'll make you look a fool. It's fine. I'm not going to, like, Jess will have my back. And then she'll throw me under the rug. Either way, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
We can just go into our personal lives and just... Listen, I had a great time at Channel 933. And
me
it's
too.
Not like I don't think we didn't put on good radio.
Yeah, we did. We had a good show.
But
that was like... It was different. But it was a lot of fun with all the five of us and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The vibe was good.
Yeah, the energy of having a big show like that was awesome.
I do miss that. Mm-hmm. I miss the energy of three. I always call it the energy of three because the third person in the room always just... brightens it up a little bit.
Yeah, and the difference of personalities. And I think that's why I think it's different, where the different personalities offered different aspects of the show. Like,
right.
You know, Cyrus was his own entity. You know,
right.
Gina had her role. Chris had his role. And I had my role. And you had yours.
Right.
So it was just a different dynamic.
Where this now, just kind of Jess and I feeling it out.
Now it's just like a reality show.
But I feel, kind of.
Yeah.
But I feel like here, even just like the way they manage us, they're just kind of like, go, you know, like, just do what you want. And like, they really don't micromanage us to that much of an extent. Like, so, you know, Tom's got feedback and it is what it is. But it's not like, I literally feel like if we...
We could
try anything.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
They'd be like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where 933 was just kind of like, this is what we do. Fall into the box and just roll with it. That makes sense?
Yes.
So I feel much more creatively inclined here than I did at Channel 933 when we were back in San Diego.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a year ago. It's crazy. It's been a year. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
And I think that if there's any lesson you can take from us sharing our story and watching us grow, if you've been following us from San Diego or on social media or anything like that, I just feel like you can never give up on yourself. And maybe you may not see the light at the end of the tunnel right now, but that doesn't mean something isn't at the end. And it might not even be what you expected.
No.
You know?
We never could have guessed this.
No.
But here's the thing. You can't let failure be like your destination. You can't be.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it to be. Honestly, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I'm over it. You can only move so much in your lifetime to where you're just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know?
You did not want to do anything at all whatsoever.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not radio. I was kind of like, and then I was apprehensive to get into podcasting, but let me give it a shot. And that did surprisingly well. And then I'm like, I mean, there was a time, if this wasn't the exact situation that I was like literally trying to manifest and pray for, I don't know that I'd be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you weren't here and like Tom wasn't the way he was, I don't know that I'd be here.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
I mean, same.
Yeah. So, anyway, happy anniversary. Happy getting fired anniversary.
Hey.
I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, my God.
I need to hear a story.
We, like, love each other and then we hate each other.
No, I always love you. Well, sometimes I hate you.
Yeah, it's fine.
I need to know. Here's the thing.
Oh, my God. What?
Jess, you have to keep in mind, is new to the co-hosting realm of radio.
Yes.
Back at our old station, Jess was a phone screener. She had some on-air time, but not a ton. You know?
I was kept in a box.
Once or twice a week, maybe you'd pop on and say something.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And...
kept me in a fishbowl.
Truly.
Yeah, they did. They were
really
scared.
She was in this little booth all by herself.
Yeah.
And so what I worry about, and I see this with a lot of young talent, including myself, is that once you start to get a little bit of notoriety,
yes.
okay, or some popularity, or even the confidence because your name is now on a show,
yeah.
sometimes that... can get to your head.
You might start acting different.
You might start acting different.
You might start slipping up.
And I already told Jess, I ain't having it.
Yes.
I ain't having it, but apparently, now, this has already been revealed on the In the Garage, which, by the way, who the fuck voted for his podcast again? Jess's boyfriend has a podcast, which is an absolute joke.
No, it's good.
But it's
tell me why it's fucking fire.
It's good.
Yeah, it is.
But it started as a joke.
Yeah, we told him you should do this, right? Like as a side,
yeah.
because it's just the three of us in this lonely world on our own,
yeah.
in Baltimore, Maryland. And then he, my boyfriend, Garage Boy, actually did it, and it's an awesome podcast.
It is, and what's it about? I don't know. By the time I'm done, I'm like in a trance. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what just happened, but it was good. he told a story
last Friday
about you being a little bit
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I'm worried about this.
Yeah, got a little crazy.
I need to hear the full story of what happened.
Yeah, let me tell the real story because Garage Boy in true Garage fashion just only gave a few words not including all the details that everyone needs to understand, like what provoked this behavior.
All right, explain.
So
Diva.
New Year's Eve, okay? Some of our friends flew from California and spent New Year's Eve with us, and we wanted to go celebrate at,
we're too new.
celebrate at this bar restaurant in
a
an
city.
Area.
Is it Applebee's? Like what?
In an area.
All right.
And at this point, all of us are extremely intoxicated,
It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve.
Okay.
We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And three of my friends get there before us. Three of them went in an Uber.
Why did they get there before you?
Because all of us couldn't be, all of us didn't want to be like six people in a small area.
That's
you know
cool.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Car.
How responsible of you.
I know.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. So I know, all drunk and stuff.
Just
but,
wait.
Like, be careful.
It gets worse.
Okay. So three of them go first. And then in the second car, it's me, my best friend, Mary, and my boyfriend, Garage Boy. One of my friends calls me on the phone. And they're like, yo, like, they're not letting us in. Like, they wouldn't even let us, like, get through the front door. Like, all, like, drunken chaos or whatever. And I was like, okay, like, what's going on? And so when I walk out of the car, they're on the street. And they're just like, yo, they won't even talk to us, like, whatever. And I kind of, initially, I assumed it was a situation of, like, a bouncer not letting just, like, three dudes in.
Right.
You know? And maybe just because I don't know.
Right. Whatever. Girl, listen, girls get... the upper hand when it comes to getting into clubs.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So when let me preface this. I do have a very, very deep disdain for mean bouncers.
Okay.
I just feel like some bouncers feel like they're better than everybody else and they like to go on power trips and make certain people feel cool and certain people not cool. So I already have this like... or I already get angry when I feel like people are being mean in that sense.
It's a power thing, right?
Right.
I feel like it's like people that want to be cops but are like too lazy to go.
Yes,
be
exactly.
cops.
And then so they like to make people feel important or less than because that's all that they can control.
Yes.
So when I get out of the car, I literally like two steps out of the Uber, and I mean I don't know why he assumed I was with them, but he just made that assumption. I walk out of the car and he's like, do you want me to tell you what I just told your friends over there? And I'm like, oh, okay. Is this how we're going to spend this last day of 2020? Is this how you want to go down?
She's using her trauma, your trauma from previous bouncers, taking it out on him. You don't know this man.
No, I don't.
But he came in strong.
But he doesn't know me.
Doesn't know you.
Doesn't know me. He came in strong already.
But he's about to.
Went off. He already went off on a disrespectful foot
okay,
for no
that's fair.
Reason.
That's fair.
Okay. So I go, I'm sorry. What's going on? And he's like, you guys can't get in. told your friends over there you needed a reservation or like or whatever, you needed to plan ahead of time. And he's like, we're only taking parties right now. And I was like, well, did you guys have that stated anywhere? Like, how are people supposed to know?
Hella Karen.
Hella Karen. I don't give a fuck. I was like, well, how are people supposed to know that you had to call ahead of time to make a reservation to get in here? And he said, Facebook and Instagram. And I was like, so you expected everybody to find out this information only on Facebook and Instagram? That's it. That's how you expected people to know.
Oh God. Oh God.
And he's like, I don't know what you want me to say, but you guys aren't getting in here unless somebody cancels or something, then maybe. And I hate when people think that they're better than other people and just being rude for no reason. And I was like, listen.
Oh God. This is the part I worry about.
I know. I'm very, very drunk at this point too, and I'm mad. And he disrespected my friends.
Oh, but
and
still,
he disrespected me.
We're still so new.
And I was like, look.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. I don't want to know. I have a feeling I know where the story's going.
You know the radio station, right?
Oh my God, this is so ugly, dude. It's so ugly.
Mix 106.5. Like literally the number one station in the city. Well, I'm on it. And if you don't, can you treat me this way?
No. Then what?
I don't know. I just feel like I can really talk awesome about you guys or I cannot. And he's like, I think we're doing pretty well in there. And I think we're pretty good with publicity. And before I could get another word out, Garage Boy snatched my ass up.
Shout out Garage Boy.
Snatched me up. And was like, we're not doing that. And I'm like yo, I'm like trying to go over his shoulder, trying to get back, trying to say whatever the fuck I was going to say. And he was like, he literally picked me up and took me away. And he's like, we're not acting like that. And all of my friends were like, no. Every single one of them.
It.
Every single one of them
was
like,
chill.
Absolutely not.
Glass of water for Jessica.
Absolutely not.
Jessica.
You're not acting like that. You cannot behave that way. And I just want to say, I'm not trying to act all crazy just because I'm in this new life now. I just don't like it when people feel like they can treat other people that way. And that's why I behaved in the way that I did.
But
okay. I do apologize, and I don't want to bring negative attention.
You need to apologize
to our station or to our name.
Because now, like, that's how it starts.
No, I know.
That's how it starts.
No, I know.
One bad reputation.
I know.
And that's all it needs.
I mean, got in the next day, so it was fine.
Okay, it's fine. You're fine then.
But still.
Wow. So what was Garage Boy's version? You said his version was wrong on
the
podcast.
He was just like, Jessica was, you know, she was all thinking she could say this, and I told her no.
Wow.
And I'm like, you
throwing
didn't
even, under the bus.
And I'm like, you didn't even give him the backstory of like why I was provoked.
Go listen to In the Garage to hear Garage Boy's version of this whole thing. I honestly haven't listened to that full episode yet.
Half-ass.
So
messing me up, messing up my name, just being like, she's crazy. I'm like, what?
You just got to be careful.
No,
never
again. But also, like, that guy sucks because he's mean. He was mean to my friends. Like, you're not better than anybody. It would be so different if he was like, hey, guys.
I just don't want you to become a diva.
Dude,
I don't.
That wasn't a diva. Okay,
a
I don't like
bit,
it. I don't
a
like,
little bit. You asserted dominance. You asserted
crazy.
Dominance because of what you do professionally.
No, I asserted dominance because this man thought he was better than everybody else and that he could speak disrespectfully to others.
Now,
that's
listen,
why I asserted dominance.
Let me cover your ass for a second here because I've known Jess for 5 years now. I've never seen Jess act that way before.
Never.
It's not typical Jessness to be like, do you know who I am?
But I do start to lose my cool.
Did he
when
say
I think,
no?
When I think people are like being mean to people that I care about, that's when I start to like see red.
Is he like, what year is this?
Yeah.
It's like, you got a YouTube channel though or something?
Yeah,
or?
No, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, I could have been anything. Like, what if I was fucking, what's her name? What if I was like Charlie? You know, he has no idea. That's why I think people got to be careful. You have no idea who anybody is anymore. I could have been the girl who unwraps toys on YouTube. I could have been like my fingers, nails, famous, Billy making billions, and nobody knows. You have just be nice. If he was like, hey, it's busy, it's New Year's Eve, sorry, but like, you know what, man, it's cool.
But
it's
Jess,
cool, bro.
Is there a chance?
He started it.
Nah.
He did though.
Okay.
You could call. No.
Where's Garage?
No, literally.
Is he working? He's
working. Yeah, he's working. But I'm going to get confirmation.
What about your friends?
Yeah. Okay, let me see.
Let's call them.
Real quick.
Because I don't.
No, can I? No, he started it, though.
How would he just know what you were going to say before you said it?
That's what I'm saying, because they get that kind of attitude.
Call your friend.
Here, hold on.
Can you dial from in there? You can't you? Oh, okay.
Just real quick.
They can't hear me, though.
Huh?
It's fine. See the answer. Who is this?
Yo, what's good?
Hey, Shane, really quick question. I'm podcasting right now. I just need you to answer, okay? I just need a quick question, quick answer. On New Year's Eve, what did that bouncer start it?
That's hella aggressive.
Exactly. He started it, right?
Yeah.
And did I misbehave a little bit, though?
Of course you did.
But it was his fault because he was disrespectful and he was mean to you guys first, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was unwarranted on his part.
And then how do you think I behaved after the fact?
You could have definitely handled it better.
Yeah.
I would say misbehaving is appropriate.
Okay.
Damn.
I would also say inappropriate's kind of appropriate. you didn't deal with that well. It could have gone better.
But he did start it, right?
He definitely started it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Who was that?
One of my best friends, Shane. So there you have
what
it.
What ethnicity is he? It's like changed every time he talked.
What?
At first, I pictured him as a really big black man, and then he almost sounded Asian for a second. He sounded like a really tall, skinny white kid.
He's Filipino.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends. But no, yeah, see, I told you. Yeah.
That's a character right there.
Yeah, he's the best.
Jessica, all I can say is you don't want to turn into that.
I won't. I won't
I'm sure
do that
you know
anymore.
You know radio people that act like that sometimes.
Yeah,
and
I won't
it's
do
not
that
cute.
Anymore.
It's not cute. But thank you for your confession.
Yeah.
That's where it starts, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Miss California. We'll get out of here.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
What happened?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's fine.
When did it
honestly,
happen?
Honestly, it was a couple of weeks ago now.
Before Christmas? After Christmas, obviously.
Yeah, after Christmas.
When you were in Georgia?
Yeah.
Over the phone?
Mm-hmm.
FaceTime?
Mm-mm. Mm.
Damn.
Y'all no, FaceTime. What's FaceTime?
It happened over FaceTime?
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Let me just, I'll sum this up for you. I mean, we're gonna sum it up. I'm just trying to think of how to just like wrap this up into like a little package for you. In case you don't know, backstory with Miss California. It's a girl that I was seeing, started seeing her in October of 20. It's when I was thriving. What did I say? Slaying? What did I say?
Whatever.
28. That was in 2019 then, mm-hmm. right? And I lost my job. Mm-hmm. She's like one of a couple, but like one that I was really like, this girl's special. She's really special. Lost my job. Couldn't really be in a relationship at that point. Got here.
Planned on cutting things off, obviously.
Planned on moving.
We moved across the country.
Right.
Didn't even think that it was going to follow through, but.
I didn't think so, but right. I was like, when I got here, and then the question was like, well, we started talking more and it was kind of like, well, should we just try this?
Yes.
Like cut all like the noise out.
Seriously, for the first time.
Because I've told this in previous podcasts, like, there were multiple women that I was like just kind of chit-chatting with. And I was like, I need to like hyper-focus on this. Mm-hmm. If it's really, because this girl is great. She's a fantastic girl.
Yeah.
She is wife material, mm-hmm. 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And... So we tried it, and I've shared with you over the last couple of weeks about the struggles with that, either on the air or on the podcast. I mean, it's long distance. Shout out anybody that does long distance.
Yeah.
Because literally,
it's hard.
All you do is like fight and jerk off.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, but like
Low key. Yeah. Yeah.
All my insecurities came out during it.
Mm-hmm.
Any insecurity I had, 1,000% came out.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, I'm going to tell you what. Talk about putting maximum effort into this.
Yeah.
I mean, she did fantastic with it. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine doing it with anyone else because...
Very understanding.
She's very understanding. Like, let me be wild sometimes when I was just... Like, my brain was going crazy, you know? Like,
you put her through a lot.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. Because, I mean, I truly think that she is an outstanding woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is. I mean, she really, truly is so great. And But I was struggling with it. I was struggling because I am super attention needy. Mm-hmm. Like that's just of my nature. I need someone to constantly be, either need to be alone or like someone needs to be like pouring themselves into me and right. like nowhere in between, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and she did the absolute best that she could do, but still only seeing somebody, like the last time she came in December, we only saw each other for 36 hours.
Yeah.
The pandemic didn't make it any easier.
Yeah. And also too, before you moved here, you guys really never actually knew each other deeply.
Not deep enough. And right. that was the problem. We didn't have a strong enough foundation. And this is what we kind of came to the conclusion of.
Yeah.
Because like, we didn't have a strong foundation.
Yeah.
We knew that each other was great and there was something cool there, but we didn't have a relationship to really lean on.
Yeah, because it was still in the such like casual stages.
Right.
For both of you.
So I don't think I talked about this on the radio or on the this podcast, but I talked about it on Certified Mama's Boy. Was back in December, I started going back to therapy mm-hmm. because I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, this girl is great. Mm-hmm. And she's like pouring herself into me, and she's got so many qualities that any man would want. I mean, she is beautiful. She's spiritual. She is loving and caring and, you know, ambitious towards her career. And I mean, like all these things, mm-hmm. right? Like what is wrong? And she's like, I will move out there tomorrow to be with you. Mm-hmm. And that just scared the shit out of me. So I had to kind of figure out, kind of work through and figure out like what, mm-hmm. like what's going on? Like why can't I say yes to that?
Right.
You know, like why wouldn't I? But my body was just like, no, mm-hmm. can't do it. I just could not mentally get through that block. Well, it was through therapy the last 6 weeks now, I guess. The biggest takeaway I got from this, and I've been in therapy for over a decade now, off and on. And the one thing I took away from this one that I thought was really good is like, you just got to be honest with yourself and with her. Mm-hmm. And like, the honest truth is I'm not ready for that big of a commitment right now. After post-divorce, and this is like what I had to explain to my therapist. Like, I don't get it. Cause like, I'm ready. Like, I'm over my ex-wife and like, I feel good dating. And like, I think I wonder, I'm like ready for a relationship. And she's like this, she's kind of like this sassy older woman. She's mm-hmm. great. She's like, her name's Miss Pam. She was saying, I mean, you can want anything you want, but like your body's telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. Like your body's giving you the sign that you're not ready for. You may be ready to have something casual, or to have something that's not as committal to somebody, right? Like, for example, if she already lived here and we could just date and not worry about the outcome. Because now I'd have to really worry about the outcome.
And you actually really haven't even done that step yet. I feel like you're skipping a major step.
100%.
Yeah.
We just didn't have that crucial step of easy dating.
And I'm not just saying like with her, I'm just saying in general, like you went from okay, divorce, playing the field, and then now you're trying to skip to like almost
like an easy like relationship,
marriage in a sense. Like you haven't even given your space and practice of what it feels like to actually invest in a person, yeah. just one person at a time, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. I haven't.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, I really was trying, but I told you like I don't want to waste her time. So after Christmas, we had a series, because she heard me talk about it on my podcast, mm-hmm. and it kind of like made her realize like, wow, this guy, we are like on way different pages.
Yes.
I'm over here like, I'll move for you. I'll be there for you. Whatever you need, whatever you want. I'm all like, well,
yeah,
maybe one day you can move out here. We'll see.
Yeah.
And I said something to her that set her off a couple of days earlier. Something along the lines of, because at first I said the deadline was going to be the end of the year. And I was like, if we're going to do this, like I want you to move out here by January. In October, I was like, I don't feel anywhere near close to that deadline. So
right.
January then moved to May. Mm-hmm. And I said something to her a couple nights earlier and I said, well,
you try to say May?
I was saying May.
You try to tell this girl to hold on even more.
Yeah, basically, let's like give it like 5 more months and let's just see.
Which is completely not fair.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And let's just see how it goes. You know, but then I told the one thing I said to her, I was like, well, what's going to happen if May comes and I'm not ready?
Oh, hell no.
Which is, I mean, the honest truth. Like, yeah. what would we do?
Yeah. And you, I mean, hey, your feelings, they're valid. And if you're not there, you're not
and
there.
Honestly, by May, I'd feel like a real piece of shit.
Right.
I mean, I already do. To be completely honest with you. Like, yeah. I mean, we both tried it, you know, and basically at that point, it took her, you know, a couple of days and we had a conversation and she was basically like, listen, like you, until you can reciprocate how you feel about me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore. She's like, I'm way further ahead than you are. And that's not fair to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, it was like the most gentle breakup ever. I mean, it was nothing hostile, nothing. It was just a very honest conversation.
Yeah.
When I was able to like take time to really step away from what I felt the pressure to feel and then was just honest. I mean, that's really what I know it sounds so dumb, but it took professional help for me to really get down to what do I want right now? Do I really want, can I handle? I mean, I work sun up to sundown right now. Mm-hmm. I just do. I'm mm-hmm. super busy and I moved here to focus on my career. Mm-hmm. And as much as I genuinely like love that girl, like how great I think she is, I just couldn't commit to it.
Yeah.
And it sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, like it sucks because I think you always wonder, like, I'm always that type that's like, well, what if? Like, what if she was the one? And I mean, I'm also under the belief, like, who knows? Who knows what down the road holds? Right. You know, maybe one day I'm ready for a relationship and she's ready and who knows? But like, the thing is, like, going down the trajectory we were heading was not getting us anywhere. Mm-hmm. Literally from August to December, I felt not even 1% more sure if I wanted to, like, commit to bringing her out here or not.
Yeah.
And like, that's just not fair.
Right.
Could have done that forever. Cause like it was a nice distraction, you know, mm-hmm. like with somebody that I genuinely care about. And it was nice to see her, you know, have somebody that felt familiar to like come out here and us to like play boyfriend, girlfriend for a weekend and then
yeah,
go back. But I guess if I really am honest with how I'm feeling, like, yeah, I'm ready to date. And like, I may be ready for a casual, like an easy relationship.
Like a casual, mature relationship.
Like getting to know someone and like...
Yeah, and doing that seriously.
I just felt like we never had the fighting chance and it sucks. But... Yeah. Questions?
No.
How do you feel about that?
I'm happy that you guys have come to...
You hated it.
Huh?
You hated it.
Well, I mean, I've been telling you, what the fuck did I tell you about cheesecake? Remember that one time? I'm so proud of you. Let me just say, it's not about you right now.
Isn't it funny how it's literally all about you right now?
No, it's fine. I mean, I literally told you this, but you're like, you don't know. But I mean, I was right. Anyways, I'm really proud of you. And I'm happy that you are back in therapy. And I think I love that you're doing that. I think therapy is awesome. And I'm also really happy that you guys came to this, like, resolution together in a loving way.
It was.
Because I know both of you just wanted to give it a fighting chance.
Totally.
Both of you guys put effort in, and sometimes things just don't work out, and they don't always need to end in like some angry, fighting, like mad way. No. And so I'm happy that, you know, that it's come to this in this way.
It was like a weird movie where it's like, wait, did we just break up? Like that felt like super mm-hmm. mature. Mm-hmm. Because I'm used to being toxic. You know me. I love being toxic.
Right. But you guys just, you genuinely care for each other.
It's
and
facts.
You, and you know that it's not right. Yeah. And so I'm happy that it's ended in this manner.
I'll vouch for that woman for anybody. Like, y'all better go swoop her up because, but she, like, nothing, I can say nothing bad about that woman. Mm-hmm. She's a little feisty. She's Latin, you know.
Okay.
You know. Mm-hmm. You know.
Whatever.
She'll even admit that. That's my Latin side coming out. Mm. But other than that, I think she's just the greatest. So there is your end of your Miss California saga.
Good. I hope you give yourself the space that you need.
No, I'm trying to fuck bitches now.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm playing. I don't have time for any of that right now. I don't have the mindset for that. I'm not going back to those old ways.
That's what I mean, fool.
I know.
Why would you do that?
I'm just going to be alone forever.
Oh my God. Here we go.
You know me. I'm all or nothing.
Okay. Just chill out for a second.
No. I'm never having sex again.
Okay.
That's my plan. So.
All right.
We'll leave it on that note. Thank you so much for being a part of our podcast family. You know, we always say that, like, these y'all, the realest of the reals.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, they real, but y'all, like, real, real.
I know.
So thank you so much for listening to this podcast and putting up with old diva ass over there and old toxic ass over here.
That only happened one time, and it was his fault. He started it.
One time for 2021 so far.
He started it. He was mean. Be nice to people.
I want to find that man.
I don't.
Can we tell the story on the air? No.
It'll
make you look so bad.
No, hell no. No, because they'll be like, I don't know.
Everybody on the radio thinks we're nice.
I am nice. Yeah. I'm nice. He was mean to me first, so why would I be nice back?
All right. You got a lot of things to go check out till we talk to you next week. And we'll be back on Wednesday. Sorry, I just had to delay this podcast today with all this story on it. You can go check out my podcast. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. Got five episodes every single week, about 45 minutes. You do the math how much content that is, baby.
That's a lot.
Plus 4 hours of radio show every day. Ooh,
that's crazy.
I'm a machine. That's why I can't date nobody. That's why I'm never having sex again.
Okay.
Why aren't you having sex? Because I'm literally doing podcasts all day long.
You got to chill out.
Today, it's literally the radio show, this podcast, and this is Mama's Boy.
And then he wonders why he burns out and he all cried to me at nighttime.
You wonder why.
And he wonders why.
Single forever. Okay. I'm that guy Kramer on social media just on Instagram. Jess
Do It, JESSDUITT on all social, and you can listen to my podcast, Low Key, once a week, and I, you know, basically I just cry and stuff.
Can we change it to the Sad Girl Podcast?
It's not the Sad Girl Podcast.
No,
just because
week
I talk
good.
About my feelings doesn't mean I'm a sad girl. And if I am a sad girl, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a safe space there. No judgment, okay?
Plug your boy's podcast, too, because I want you to go listen to his version of Jess. I need to go listen to it, too. But how do you get that one?
In the Garage by Garage Boy. You know, it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of our stuff, man.
Yep.
Listen, you got to do at least one a day. It's a good mix of it.
2021, baby. See you back here next week. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.